You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to plunge into the U.S. political news that obviously the whole world's paying close attention to here in a moment, but I just want to recap and say a few more things I didn't get to about the military potential of war and expanded global conflict atmosphere and climate we're in. During the break, I was sitting here thinking about that I kind of dropped the ball the last 30 minutes. I mean, I sat here and thought to myself, do I need to explain to people how serious it is, what's going on? Israel saying they're going to attack Iran before the election, and the White House, I believe, leaked it. They admit it's real. Pentagon's documents and battle planning and coordination with the Israelis. You got North Korea blowing up its bridges and railways into South Korea, saying they're prepared for total war. You got Xi Jinping yesterday announcing to the military in a battle uniform for the first time ever, prepare for total war, and they all look completely crazed out of their minds. And our military is, you know, being led by a bunch of men in dresses. And then you've got Ukraine saying we want nuclear weapons, and then Build reports they're getting them in the next 2 weeks. And then 5 weeks ago, Biden announces that the U.S. has authorized NATO to start bombing inside Russia with heavy missiles, cruise missiles that blow up, you know, whole blocks. This is all insane. And if you go back to 2 years ago, Biden says we can't give F-16s and Abrams tanks because on the threat escalation ladder, that leads to World War III. Remember that clip? Should I play it again? You know what? I played it probably 100 times, probably 200 times. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play Harris last week saying Trump's going to use the military on citizens. I played it 5 times. She said it with no evidence. Meanwhile, they've signed executive orders and the Pentagon responded with a giant battle plan for total martial law and the takeover of society, and the media finally covered it but focused on the killing U.S. citizens part. That's important, but that's like one finger on the whole body. The document describes the Pentagon running America and troops taking over everything and then killing anybody that gets in their way. So even though I knew the globalists were planning stuff like this decades ago, it's still hard for me to believe this is actually going on, but it is. Just like the 325,000 children that the Senate report admits conservatively that they know of are missing, that the government shipped in without IDs and handed over to God knows who. I mean, just all of this in and of itself is insane. The crimes committed by Democrats and that Republicans, by and large, have stood by and accepted with some lip service are so crazy that imagine what we don't know about. So that's why I've said give it to God. Be politically engaged. Pray. Be the best person you can be. Call for sanity. I mean, look at the footage I'm showing. TV viewers can see this. This was put out 3 days ago by North Korea. And their Sky Television, that's the Fox News of the UK and Australia and all of it, says that 1,500 units of special forces North Koreans, that means they get food, I guess. They keep the rest of the population under control by starvation, kind of like Klaus Schwab wants to do to all of us. You will eat the bugs and like it. You'll own nothing and love it. You will own nothing and be happy. The future is not humans. We don't need people to polish the robots. These are real quotes. You leave the North Korean soldiers which I've done research on it. It takes an hour to go over it. But yeah, there's North Korean troops in Ukraine and in Belarus. And then you've got the North Koreans running around doing displays of jumping and flipping and the classic karate moves where you put a cinder block on your stomach and somebody hits it with a sledgehammer. And that supposedly means you're really tough. That's a gimmick. Try actually hitting them in the stomach with a sledgehammer, not the cinder block. So it's just, this is their crazy response to nuclear war. Now, these roundhouse kicks are good. So we are rapidly sleepwalking, as I've said, into nuclear war. And I asked a question in a report I filed on X today. We can put it up on screen. Went up just about an hour ago before we went live on air. Dealing with China preparing for total war as Israel's plans to attack Iran before the election are leaked and confirmed by the Pentagon and the White House. And Ukraine can have nuclear weapons within 2 weeks. And North Korea is blowing up the bridges and railways into South Korea. I asked a question. You remember 1990? Desert Shield and Desert Storm 91 and the reinvasion 2003. I mean, there were tens of millions of people running around protesting those wars. And I didn't agree with the leftists that were protesting it, but I did agree with the protest happening because I knew Iraq was being set up and had been told to invade Kuwait when they wouldn't pay them the money they owed them for oil they were stealing with slant drilling. And the U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie told him to go ahead and invade on video with Saddam Hussein. He'd been our ally and attacked Iran for 7 years and lost over a million people. And not saying Saddam's a great guy, it's just that it was a setup. I knew the history of it. And then 2003, certainly Iraq wasn't involved in 9/11 and they didn't have WMDs and all the rest of it. But going in and picking on Iraq, going to get U.S. troops killed, going to destroy the country more, going to kill a bunch of innocent people. The sanctions alone under the Clintons that tripled what Herbert Walker put on them in the first war killed 2 million people, a million of them kids. When U.S. Ambassador and Secretary of State after that, Madeleine Albright famously got asked, well, it was only a million dead, a million more died. It was a 500,000 kids, you know, good price to pay. It ended up being a million adults, a million kids, no medicine, no nothing into the country. She said, yeah, it's a good price to pay. We'd do it again. So those were evil wars. Those were wrong. And I don't know any soldiers that fought in those wars that I've met. Famous conservatives, famous Republicans, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, enlisted, you name it. They all say it was all a big lie and a fraud. But that couldn't lead to the end of the world. So as bad as that was, and I was against the first war when I was in high school and spoke out against it, and people thought I was a traitor. They had rallies in the gym here in Austin, Texas at Anderson High. The principal was a Army National Guard general. They had helicopters landing in the football field and all the rest of it. Everybody was so excited. And I was informed, so I said it was a fraud. And then again in 2003... So see, I'm not for the Muslims invading us and taking over. That's the left that destroyed their countries and then brought them here. That's the globalist. And of course, it was all based on lies that Saddam threw babies out of incubators and stomped their brains out. Turned out that was a CIA PR firm. The girl that testified had never been to Kuwait. None of it was true. But again, that's bad enough. But Iraq didn't have ICBMs and submarines off our coast. Iraq, them too, didn't have a billion and a half people like China. And back then, there weren't nuclear weapons in the Middle East except in Israel. Now, nuclear weapons are in Saudi Arabia, in Iran. We've been getting told since 2001 that Iran's 2 weeks away from nuclear weapons. No, they've had them. And I've told you that for 15 years, and now it's mainstream news. Now they're saying they're testing them. So if Israel bombs Tehran, their capital, and bombs the military bases of the Persians, will Iran respond back with more than just a fireworks show of missiles they know that the Iron Dome will shoot down? Or even if Iran doesn't respond back, will the West provide false flags to blame Iran in Europe, in the United States, and say it's the Hezbollah sleeper cells that they have let in, by the way, but claim it's them and even roll up some of them as a pretext for full war with Iran? Will they shoot down Trump's aircraft with a surface-to-air missile? The deep state, and blame Iran. I told you that before they started saying that Iran would. Because that's a clear next move. So I would pray if I was you, and I would also call the talk radio, call Congress, go to the city council, anywhere you can speak and be heard, and those clips of city councils go viral, even if you're in a small town. You can talk about anything you want at those things, just at Citizens Communications, and bring this up and say, you don't want World War III. Or go to Citizens Communications and pull up the document. It's everywhere. Trend to the top of X 2 days this week. The DOD document for total martial law and killing U.S. citizens. Now bring that up. I mean, let the system know that you're aware of it, because I get this doesn't sound normal. It doesn't even sound plausible to go speak at your legislature or wherever you can and say, hey, there's 325,000 missing kids, many in slave labor and sex slavery. We as a state need to do something, because the feds won't, because Mayorkas and Obama and Biden and Harris are running it. Now, that sounds crazy to say that, but you have the